From the city where pro wrestling gets elevated, Denver, Colorado's very own Mr. Fourth Row.
All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row. And joining me on this episode, I've got the final boss, Bruce Wayans. Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you saying the whole thing. Final boss, Bruce Wayans. It sounds great.
It does.
It sounds great coming off the list.
It sounds awesome. So, hey, first question out of the chute. How did you get introduced into this wacky world of professional wrestling?
I was introduced. I won a raffle to have a beer with a wrestler, and that wrestler was Anaya. And in that conversation, he pointed me to Rocky Mountain Pro, and I met Matt Yaden, and I met Vince Russo, and I met Ryan Hood, and Too Cold Scorpio, and they taught me how to beat up people. It was amazing.
Well, what about even before that? Were you a fan growing up?
Oh, yeah. Wrestling was a part of my game plan from day one. I said that you become a professional football player after college, and then after you're done playing football, you become a pro wrestler.
Right, yeah.
So this is my natural progression.
Yeah, right. As well as, like you said, a lot of guys and gals have kind of done that type of progression. Growing up, who were you? Who were watching? Who enthralled you?
Oh, I grew up loving the excellence of execution. The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Bret the Hitman Hart, and along the same lines, like Sting and Macho Man and Bad News Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget about the Ghetto Blaster, Bad News Brown.
Yeah.
He is my favorite. And see, I had a list of baby faces that actually Macho and Bad News are technically heels. But as a kid, I never knew that. I just thought they were amazing.
You liked the character. You were enthralled in the over the top characteristics of them.
No. I liked the viciousness.
Okay.
The savagery. Like I was a hard sell to people that wanted to tell me that, you know, wrestling wasn't as real as I thought it was. Because those guys, they perform like I perform. It's damn real. It's real the whole time when they're out there. Ask somebody. They'll tell you.
Right. That's great. So then, you said what kind of got you into the wrestling ring? But you know, the beer with the Anaya and everybody and all that stuff like that. But what got you out to the show? How'd that hook you? How'd you find out?
Oh, I saw a poster with Rochelle Riveter on it, and I went to go see Dave Chappelle at Summit Music Hall.
Okay.
And Summit Music Hall is on 19th and Blake, and that show with Rochelle's picture on it was on 29th and Blake. And so I walked down the street and caught the Rocky Mountain Pro Show at the Bierstadt Lager House. And
yeah.
And then I took my first couple bumps, and I wore a mouthpiece for 6 months, and now I scream at people.
That's great. So what was it like getting into learning the business and getting into training? What did you think coming in? What was different than that? And how do you feel about the training part?
I thought that if I was to take a bump the correct way, it doesn't hurt. Well, it does. There's no way around. Only the toughest of the tough are in this business, because there's no way to make it not hurt. Everything in this business hurts. I wrestled my last 8 months hurt, and I love it. I love this business. When I got trained, I was in the lucha ring. The lucha ring is made out of cables. Shout out to Hugo's.
Yeah.
And I ran the ropes, and my back hurt more. The ropes hurt. The ropes hurt. The ring hurts. Outside the ring hurts. The holds hurt. Wrestling is pain, and that pain is major. But it's totally worth it if you can get up. If you can pull your body off the ground and keep going, totally worth it.
Yeah, true. So, who did the majority of your training? Was it Anaya and Hoodie and them?
It was a mix. It was a mix of that whole list. Yeah, it was Anaya, it was Hoodie, it was Matt, definitely Matt. Mm-hmm. It was Severino Corrente. It was Too Cold Scorpio, Airborne, Alex Anthony. It was the people I was training with, like Atiba and Lifto. Atiba, me and Atiba and Lifto and our boy Chris all start at the same time. So we're like a little crew. Mm-hmm. And who else up training? Porter Blake. Porter Blake put in some good work. Cody Devine knows his stuff. Cormac Battle. Lots of people. You know, beating up people, I've learned some stuff. Marlon Bishop, Zamore, Abaddon even. Abaddon's sister, Nicole. Yeah. There's two dead girls. You know that? That's news for this radio.
That's
news from the barn.
Breaking
news. Don't spread
that news. Yeah, okay. I got you.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that went into this. You know, shoot, Brutal Bob Evans and Tim,
yeah,
Tough Guy Inc. Now, you name it, man. I've been doing super camps. Wild Man Congo. Congo taught me some stuff. Big and Manny Lemons taught me some stuff. Royce Isaacs and Dak. What's Dak's last name? Artie, you know it. Dak.
Dax Jane.
I don't want to call him Sammy Sixton.
Oh, Dak Draper.
Dak Draper.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
My guy Dak. I learned from him. Did a Mario Vanger. Mario Vanger taught me a lot of stuff. That's who I was forgetting. I'm trying to think of who it was. Definitely that whole list.
Yeah. So, would you say that you feel real fortunate that your training has got all these connections and you're able to take these little bits and parts of everybody, because everybody's got a style or a thought process to kind of help you along in this business.
Yeah. There were things I saw and I emulated at first just to learn mm-hmm. how to do it, and then I want to thank all those people because my eyes were opened to the wrestling mat itself. It's called canvas. And you can paint whatever you want on that canvas. There's no limit to anything. And that opened my eyes. And that's why I'm the wrestler I am today. Because I believe that I can literally do anything I want in that ring. I can create whatever my heart and mind desires. And so that's what I do. And it's great.
Yeah. So what was it like? You mentioned a couple of names that helped train you. And you kind of got your kind of real good launch and introduction and everything with the Triumphant. What was it like working with those people and those storylines that kind of helped you training and get you going in the business, get you in front of the camera and get you in that ring? What was it like working with them and helping get you launched, basically?
Oh, that was my takeoff.
Yeah.
Triumphant, you know, purposely or inadvertently, was the launch pad for the final boss, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
I was partnered with Severino, and then I was partnered with Porter Blake or Vlad Balashaw.
Yeah.
And then and Simone.
Right.
Simone Lockhart, Duchess from Down Under. That wealth of knowledge that I had around me and those people that were my people, you know, we all knew we were going to excel together. You know, it was the foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
Just a matter of time. So as we got put together, as we came together, we accelerated that time clock and grabbed all the gold.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. Amazing is what it was. Hanging out, being a part of the Triumphant, you know, was a part of history. And we wrote it. History is written by the winners. Write that down.
Right. As the victors, they say. Yeah. So, you know, and unfortunately, as sometimes things happen, there was kind of, you know, a downfall of Triumphant, and you had a fantastic series of matches and stuff with Severino Corrente. How was it you know, going into that program, working with him and everything, especially since he helped, you know, with your training?
Oh. You know, all that goes out of the window once you get into the ring. I'll tell you what. I very much enjoyed my matches with Severino. Because Severino is like me. Severino is my people.
Yeah.
And he comes to fight. And as well you should if you're going to step in the ring with the final boss. But he comes to bang, man. He comes to fight for real. And That's what makes it great is he's there to win. I'm for sure going to win. And, you know, nobody's there to back down. So, you know, that's what happens. You know, the bulls hit lock horns is what happens. It's a great collision.
Yeah. And if I could see so boldly to say, before kind of things kind of got put on pause with the current state of affairs in the world today, I think you guys still have a little bit more to go. I mean, am I right? Am I thinking?
I will punch Severino Corrente in the face any day of the week.
Okay.
Any day of the week.
So you're saying that's a yes.
And that includes Father's Day, Christmas Day, Valentine's Day, 4th of July, Juneteenth, And Memorial Day. Make sure I got them all. Anything that he thinks he's gonna barbecue at,
yeah,
I'll punch him in the face any day of the week.
I get you.
But
that's great.
Unless he's got some gold around his waist, you know, I'm moving in a different direction. I got I have a sweet tooth for gold now.
Yeah,
I'm a gold member now. If he has some gold, though, I will gladly take it off of his hairy waist. But if not, then we're done. But like I said, any day of the week.
Gotcha.
I take the fact that we're done, and I want to stand with, I will punch him in his face any day of the week. Anytime, any place, anywhere he can get it.
Yeah, I got you. You know, before things got kind of, like I said, put on pause, we saw you hooked up with Chongo and Fisticuff Inc. How is that working with Chongo? And are you kind of able to, because he's wild, are you able to keep up?
No, I'm the wild one in the group.
Oh, okay.
Chongo just happens to live at 8,000 feet up in the mountains in the murder palace.
Yeah.
That's the only difference. But, you know, Chongo's a vet, brother.
Yeah, I
know. Fisticuffs Incorporated, LLC.org, .net.com will go down in history as the greatest organization to ever sell merch in the wrestling business, let alone perform. Our Heel Life shirts are going to change the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can keep up with Chongo all day.
That's
Chongo,
you
can keep up with me.
Ah.
All right. I will admit though that I'm the brain, and he's the muscle. No, I don't think that's right. I think those are fighting words. Let me take that back because he's my partner. I'll go with Chongo as the brains, and I'm the muscle. Because clearly, I'm the muscle.
Right.
So he can be the.
I gotcha. So, so far in your wrestling career, what have been some of those highlight moments that have just stood out to you, and you've kind of said to yourself, God, I can't believe I got to do that, or I got to experience this?
6,000 people at the Pepsi Center. Another 1,000 people at Summit Music Hall. And I'll tell you a quick story. Once upon a time, I fell through a table and woke up as a tag team champion.
Okay.
End of the story.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's cool as well. But what about so then from there? What about the future? What do you and see you're doing? You know, the cliche question also too is, you have any dream matches you'd like to get into the ring with? And this can be anybody, anywhere, anyhow. Just make it happen.
Make it happen. Dream matches. Oh, yeah. The list is so long. I don't know where to begin. But I'll start at the top.
Okay.
Bobby Lashley.
Oh.
Can get it.
Yeah.
Because he knocked out half of my tooth my first day of boxing, and he got payback coming. Still my boy though. Love him to death.
Yeah.
You know, the almighty. But Bobby Lashley, you're my dream match. Find this podcast in your spare time and listen to it. And tell people how you knocked out my tooth so that my legitimacy of my match is warranted.
Gotcha.
And then after that, it's a laundry list. Gino, Told You So, Sin Bodhi, Stan Jones, out in Vegas. The whole DCW roster in Salt Lake City, Utah. Tombstone Jesus. Everybody but the Brother Smith. I'm tired of beating them up. In Rocky Mountain Pro, everybody was gold. Dustin Nurick.
Yeah.
Up in Bierstadt. Don't make me come looking for you. I want that belt, sucker. Listo, you're not a sucker. But I want that Charge Championship. Because that's the one I set the Anaya Fire for. Me and Severino. You know about the Anaya Fire, Artie?
Go ahead and...
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Me and Severino set Anaya's face on fire for the Charge Championship. That's the end of that story. But Listo, that Charge Championship, I've been eyeballing it for a long time. And it should be mine. You know, you've had it for a while. You're good.
Right.
We'll get another one. Don't like it. And Zamore with that Ignition Championship. That thing goes with my outfit, man.
Yeah, it
Black
does.
And yellow. Yeah, that needs to be with me. Marty the Moth. I know you're sitting on that Twitch Championship, Marty. But I need that back. Because I want to rub it in Chongo's face that I got the belt that he lost.
Oh, that's true.
Bottom line. And JK Pop, those tag belts, those are my tag belts. Those are Chongo's tag belts. We just don't need Porter Blake in the middle of us to have them anymore.
Right.
Me and Chongo want those tag belts ourselves. And we want all the tag belts. Okay, we're going to 3D this thing. We're going to go to Japan. We're going to go to Australia and go see Simone. Take whatever tag belts they got out there. And the future, Artie, I'm glad you asked me about the future.
Yeah.
The future is tomorrow. I'm headed out to Salt Lake City, Utah, DCW, Devotion Championship Wrestling. I'm going to see Manny Lemons. I'm going to go see Rekatahaka. I'm going to go see who else is out there. Oh, well, William Cutting and his band of weirdos, you know. But I tell you what, out there, future's already began.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Black Horseman?
Yes, I have.
Let me tell you about the Black Horseman.
Yeah.
Glad you already heard of him.
Yeah, let the listeners know, though. Yes.
Let the listeners know about Zim Damascus, about the future of pro wrestling in general, the Rocky Mountain Dragon, Atiba. Let them know about the awesome one, Joe Bart. Let him know about my new recruit. I'm whispering. Let him know about my new recruit, the Enforcer. I'm not going to say his name, the Enforcer.
Yeah.
And let him know about the final boss, Bruce Wayne, a.k.a. Hard Cam Jones, a.k.a. Second Rope Superstars, a.k.a. The Choker, a.k.a. Duck Dodgers in the 21st and a half century. I just made that last one up.
Okay. I love it, Bill. I was going to ask you, now since you mentioned it, you frequent DCW quite often. How's it feel already being able to travel into other promotions than the one that got you started?
Oh, man. There's a lot of suckers out there, Artie. I need to beat them up. I need to beat them all up. And there's, you know, and there's also good people out there as well. But in the world in general, there's a lot of suckers. Yeah. And I need to beat up all of them. And it's nothing personal. It's just to what needs to happen.
Right.
The natural progression of things. And so I need to travel. I want to travel. I must travel so that these suckers can get what's coming to them. And the final boss is what they're going to get.
Yeah, I got you. So basically, you're just basically, and kind of, if I could sum it up and be so bold, you just have to do what you got to do, right?
You have to do what you're good at, Artie. And I beat up people for money. And business is a booming.
Right. That's true.
And I'll do it from state to state, from hither to thither, from near to far, from yonder to close. You name it. I will beat up people on the moon, just like Chongo did Jumbo on the Chongo Don't Show.
Right. cheap plug. This plugged out. So if you guys go to YouTube, look up the Chongo Don't Show. It's very entertaining and well worth the time.
Look up the Chongo
watching.
Don't Show.
Yeah.
The longest running episodical wrestling sketch comedy show in the history of Twitch.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Hey, well, so, I want to thank you for coming on to this episode of Wrestling with Altitude. But before I do let you go, people wanted to keep up with your exploits there on the social media. Where could they do that?
You can find me on YouTube, Bruce Wayant. On Facebook, Bruce Wayant. On Instagram, Bruce Wayans. And on Twitter, Wayans Bruce. It's not my fault. They just did that. It has nothing to do with me. All right?
Yeah.
Anybody looking for me looks for the final boss, Bruce Wayans. Subscribe to my YouTube. Subscribe to Rocky Mountain Pro YouTube. Subscribe to Devotion Championship Wrestling YouTube. Subscribe to the Chongo Don't Show. Watch the final boss. You know what's good for you. If you don't know what's good for you, watch the final boss.
All right.
I don't like to ask people to do it twice.
Gotcha. All right. Well, once again, all right. Once again, thank you for joining me. And when we get going again, I can't wait to see you in person.
Yes, Artie. I'll see you soon. I got a bike. I'm going to find you on your path. I'm not going to beat you up, though.
Okay.
Unless there's a contract on you. And then it's nothing personal, brother. It's gonna make money.
It's just business, right?
Yeah, just business. You know, we'll still be cool afterwards.
Okay.
All right.
Once again, a big thank you to the final boss, Bruce Wayans, for coming on to this episode of the Wrestling with Altitude podcast and introducing himself to all of our listeners. Catch him in pretty much all the shows in the Wrestling with Altitude area, all the promotions. He's can be found everywhere. Just give him a follow on the social medias and you'll be able to see where he's currently at. All right, so no week in review quite yet, but soon it's gonna be happening soon. Before we get out of here, thank the Trending Topics Network for hosting this show. And if you like this show, catch them in your favorite podcast application of your choice. And you'll find other great shows such as All Beer Inside, the Eurovision Showcase, What's on Fight. I would be remiss if I didn't say that, where myself and my co-host Finn Fish talk about all the great shows and everything you can find on the Fight TV platform, and then also Wrestling Cheers. Want to get in contact with the show? Hit us up at WrestlingWithAltitude.com, being the website, podcast@WrestlingWithAltitude.com, being the email, the Facebook Wrestling With Altitude page, and on Twitter at WrestleAltitude. Just like Bruce, my Twitter is just a little bit different just because. And once again, I want to thank you all for supporting and listening and having fun wrestling with Altitude. I'm gonna go to bed.